With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We now return to Cordishy and Coit.
Well, there's a problem.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Okay.
So you talked over it, Coit.
No, I didn't.
Jay, drop
no,
a load
I didn't.
On.
I didn't
Actually,
talk over
the
it.
First one was an instrumental
yeah.
bit, so he didn't.
That's it, Joey P. Way to come up with that.
My man. Oh, goodness.
It's a great tune. I like Naughty by Nature.
For a second, I thought it was a bit of a... Yeah, okay, never mind. I thought it was a bit
their,
of a...
Their
like,
best song,
weird
Everything's Gonna Be All Right, Ghetto Bastard, really good. It's good.
Okay.
It's good.
All right.
It is a good song.
And listen to the lyrics, too. Like, it's, I mean, they tell a story. It's good.
Tretch is one of the most underrated lyricists in hip-hop history.
What's that?
Tretch, the lead lyricist.
Yes, I agree. I would say...
Poetic here.
I would say Everything's Gonna Be All Right to the top song, and Feel Me Flow would be number two. I'd put OPP number three.
Okay.
All right? Then you go Hip-Hop Array and some of those other ones.
All right. Thank you.
There you go.
A Hip-Hop Array at four sounds right.
Yeah. All right, what do you got?
What?
Oh, I thought you wanted to say something.
Oh, no, nothing. I'm just listening to you guys poetic.
So we have a couple of texters here. I threw out the revenue sharing, Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
A texter from the 508. Revenue sharing is among teams, not the teams and the players.
Okay.
Somebody else put, Scott, there is no revenue sharing agreement in Major League Baseball. Revenue sharing is a salary cap, and they don't have one. That's why Boris peed all over this concept.
Yeah, right.
So, but again, you know, different times, which we are living through right now, call for different measures. So there has to be some level of understanding with the players' union, and they have to get together with the owners and figure out, okay, how can we do this fairly, equitably? So, you know, one side's not making out big time and the other side's getting screwed. You know, how can we do this fairly, right? Come together, figure it out.
Just figure it out. You need to... Again, there's an opportunity here for your sport to grab the spotlight. And it's just the way that this is coming off in terms of the owners versus the players already and everybody taking a stance. You compare that to the NBA players. And again, I mentioned Jaylen Brown being a guy that came out and spoke out and just did it the right way. And you're hearing all these stories through the media, through, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski and from Shams and all these guys that are saying, well, the NBA talked today. Here's what Adam Silver said to the Board of Governors. Here's what they want to do. You're just getting a clear timeline. They brought it to the players. The players like this. They don't like this. Like,
but did you listen to the comments of as you said, Jaylen Brown and Chris Paul and how positive they were. And we really want to get back to play. We got to figure out how we can do this safely, but we want to play. And then you contrast that with Snell and Harper in their comments.
Yes.
I mean, you could not be at opposite ends of the spectrum any more than they are.
That's what I'm saying. I think even if the NBA weren't to come back, if it wasn't to happen, they had to cancel the season, whatever, at least it sounds like they're trying to come together to find common ground where they can come up with a plan that makes sense for everybody, that's safe. There's no talk of the NBA players with the money right now. Have you heard anything about the NBA and money and salaries and whatnot for these players? No, you haven't. Because to them, the most important thing is trying to come back and play and put the product back out there.
And as somebody pointed out, too, for Snell to throw out and we lose 33% on top of that, meaning you get taxed.
Yeah.
You were going to get taxed anyway. On your full salary or on half a salary, you're going to get taxed anyway.
Yeah.
That's a moot point.
Doesn't matter. There's so many people out there that don't have work right now, and this is what you're talking about. It's amazing.
Let's go back to the calls. We've got Jim and Warren. Good morning, Jim. You're next on Cordishy and Coit and WEEI.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good,
good Jim.
Jim,
what's up?
Hey, listen, I'm a first-time caller. I really want to compliment you guys. You guys work real well together, and I'm an old-time listener from back in the day when you were on the other station there, and I'm a 60-year-old individual, but I really look forward to my Saturday morning. I try to block out that 7 to 9 times listening to you guys.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. He puts up with me, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys on the radio, and this is pre-draft. All the information you guys pass along to us, I really appreciate it. But what the reason for my call, I just want to share with not only you but some of the listeners out there. I have not been missing any of the live games. I will admit, I've kind of learned to find other ways to entertain myself. And in the fact that constantly I'm on my cable box looking for which games they're going to be televising from 1975 or 1986. And I know a couple of weeks ago I watched games 5, 6, and 7 of the Yankees, Yankee series. And, you know, the thrills that I get watching those games are the same thrills that I got back when they beat them. And just to relive some of those experiences are very rewarding and feel good stories as far as watching those games. But I do want to point out, I did watch the other night, and I hopefully they'll replay it again. I watched the 1970 Bruins Stanley Cup run.
Yeah.
And oh my God, it was tremendous.
How was the quality of that footage? Couldn't have been very good.
No, I was so surprised, and you know, I got so engrossed with it. They showed the Rangers series, then the Blackhawks series, and then the St. Louis series. And it was a 2-hour show, not just a half hour. They showed every single goal that was scored, including the Bobby Orr rushes and in the Ranger game. They showed the Rangers jumping all over Derek Sanderson in the corner of the boards, and a big fight broke out. And it was just phenomenal. The footage was phenomenal. Oh yeah,
yeah. The nostalgia part of this and being able to look back has been really fun. I thought even early on in our quarantine, I really enjoyed the Sunday where ESPN played all of the Patriots Super Bowls, and it was fun to look back.
I did too. And then from a Red Sox perspective, I watched one very painful, but the next year the very rewarding one. I watched the 0-3 ALCS Game 7, Aaron bleeping Boone.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I think, they had Game 4 of the 0-4 ALCS that started the comeback for the Red Sox against the Yankees. And I mean, it was fun to watch the one that they lost, too, just to go back and relive. Okay, could you see Pedro tiring here? Should Grady Little have taken him out, you know, and this and that? And you kind of go back, okay, now with hindsight, what was Grady Little looking at, you know?
Well, and I went back. The one game I watched, the losing effort that I watched, that I was like, how did they lose this game again? Because I was curious. Was I watched Game 7, 2010, Celtics-Lakers.
Yep.
I wanted to watch it again and just see what the heck happened in that fourth quarter. And they ran out of gas. Yeah. Celtics ran out of gas.
Hey, guys, one last point.
Yeah.
You guys are better men than me because I'm very strategic. I haven't watched one losing game in any of the sports. I only focus on the winning games. So, I appreciate your work. I love listening to you guys, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. I will say this. The 07 perfect season for the Patriots that was ended by the Giants in the Super Bowl, I still maintain that was holding on the Giants when they completed the pass to David Tyree. There's a lot of holding going on there that could have been called.
Yeah, well, there was also holding on to Eli Manning's jersey, and that obviously didn't happen. Poor Richard Seymour, which was, by the way, there was a caller into one of the shows this week in Boston. You know, Seymour gets into the Patriots Hall of Fame, which we can talk about a little bit in the second hour. And some caller calls up, they go to him, and the first thing he says is, "Yeah." And then he just stops. And he's like, "Yeah, hello. You have a point?" And he just goes, "Seymour had Eli Manning's jersey, and he lost control of it." And I can't remember who it was.
That would
but they
be
were like,
the newly voted into the Hall of Fame.
Well, so then the caller goes, I think whoever it was asked him, so you don't think he should be in the Patriots Hall of Fame for that, huh? No. And he hung up. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. What are we doing? Stop it.
Now, ask your old man this, because your dad's a big Bruins fan, right?
Yes.
And you're too young to remember either one of these?
Mm-hmm.
You should YouTube or Google them.
Okay.
Google Stan Jonathan Pierre Bouchard fight.
I've heard about
he bloodied him.
Yeah, I've heard about
that. Pierre Bouchard played for the Canadiens.
Yeah.
He just, it was unbelievable. Stan Jonathan was one of my favorites because he would just drop the mittens and pulverize people. And he was small.
Yeah.
He was small, but he was tough. And then the game between the Bruins and the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden, when the Bruins went into the stands, Mike Milbury grabbed the shoe off of a New York fan and started beating him with it. Because what happened was there was a scrum near the boards between the Bruins and the Rangers.
Yeah.
And, you know, when there's a scrum, one of the Bruins' sticks was up in the air. A fan reached over the glass, grabbed the stick, and started hitting a Bruin with it.
Oh, my goodness.
And so Peter McNabb says, screw this. He crawls. He literally steps up on the glass, on the boards, jumps over the glass, goes into the stands, and starts fighting fans. And then they start to gang up on him. So other Bruins go into the stands. Milbury grabs a guy, takes his shoe off, and starts hitting him with it. It was awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
Watch those. Google those two things. All right. And watch him.
Homework.
You want some good sports to watch?
I got some homework.
Good stuff. Okay, good. We're 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Next hour, Matt Light will join us. Stay tuned. You're listening to Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.